Raspberries help digestion, how to set up an anger goal, round 3 of the Food Growing League, and more in this episode of the
RebuildUp.com podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the RebuildUp.com podcast. To start things off,
health tips.
Raspberries help digestion. Research by the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, May 2014 edition, showed that red raspberries contain high amounts of dietary fiber, with 6.5 grams per 100 grams of total weight. Dietary fiber removes extra cholesterol, fats, hormones, and toxins from the body. Eating red raspberries keeps your digestive tract healthy, along with reducing your risk of certain gastrointestinal diseases. For more health tips like how stevia, aka the sugar plant, helps diabetics, go to rebuildup.com/health.
Mental fitness.
We've received some pretty good feedback about our recent mental fitness video called Anger Goal. It goes over a technique on how you can use negative emotions to accomplish your goals. As a reminder, these short 2-minute videos are intended for entertainment purposes only, and you should consult a medical professional for health issues. You can watch them all for free at rebuildup.com/mental. And now the
Food Growing League.
Round 3 of the Food Growing League saw Cone Elementary rejoining the competition as students across North Carolina grew radish microgreens in pursuit of the heaviest harvest. Match 1 saw Charlotte's Invest Collegiate Middle, Class C, up against Hendersonville Sugarloaf Elementary, Class C. Sugarloaf won 78.11 grams to Invest Collegiate's harvest of 0 grams. Due to a different schedule than the other schools, Invest Collegiate had to forfeit due to their winter break lasting late November through all of December. But don't worry, they'll be back in January. Match 2, brought to you by Greensboro's Bulldog Printing, saw Greensboro's Cone Elementary Class A return from their 2-round hiatus to tackle number 1 ranked Goldsboro's Eastern Wayne High Class A. And Eastern Wayne High remains undefeated, winning 95.42 grams to Cone Elementary's 16.06 grams. Cone's ability to grow hit a speed bump right after planting when they went a week and a half without being able to water their radishes due to Winter Storm Hugo. We look forward to a smoother weather in January. The number one ranked individual team for round 3 is Eastern Wayne High's Team A03 with 23.36 grams. For a video of these matches, printable scorecards, and the rest of the top 20 team rankings, or if you're interested in your school joining the league or sponsoring as a family or business, visit rebuildup.com/FGL. With round 3 complete, we'll be moving to the playoffs next round with 4th place Cone Elementary versus 3rd place Invest Collegiate Middle, and 2nd place Sugarloaf Elementary looking to take down 1st place Eastern Wayne High for the fall season MG1 League Championship. Thanks for tuning in to the RebuildUp.com podcast, and we'll see you for the 4th and final round when students grow kale to conclude the fall season. That's it for now, but don't forget to
always be growing!